Today's review is Dan Neil and Sean. It is after Liverpool 0, Paris Saint-Germain 1. A lot of similarities, Neil, in the lineup. But definitely a change in approach, I'd say, with Liverpool, and none more so at fullback. We get to see a lot more of Robertson just committing higher on Hakimi, not letting him out. And that comes with a gamble, and we see that with the first goal. And then Trent is doing a lot more of inverting centrally, offering another option in midfield. Ultimately, you got the feeling, and you know, you got to predict this coming in. Liverpool had to take risks. Is this, you think, where they decided to sort of take the most?
Yes, I think you're absolutely spot on, Dan. I think that the way Robertson was jumping was really, really aggressive. There's a couple of sort of issues with that. I think you also got to see McAllister do it a couple of times, especially in the first half, which is that if you jump, you've all got to jump. And I think that in the first half, there's a couple of times when Liverpool failed to do that. But also, if you jump, then part of what you might be jumping into is a trap as well. It's worth sort of making that clear. And it may well be that the opposition, especially an opposition of the calibre of this team, that we came up against, are dangling a little bit of a carrot in there. It might be that sometimes you're going for carrots that are dangling, and sometimes you're going for legitimate carrots, if you see what I mean, for want of a better way of phrasing it. You know, sometimes it is actually there to go and be jumped and won and then reversed, and sometimes it just isn't. But what it also did, though, I think, was until, I'd argue all the way through, until extra time, frankly, what it meant was Hakimi was consistently concerned about what might happen to him and also what was going to go on going the other way. And I think it's why, you know, I thought Robertson was Liverpool's best player last night, because I think that most of the time he was able to do it and impose himself and turn them around. Often you think that's going to be the winger that's going to turn them around, but because of the way they want to play, you almost need the extra body to force them and turn them back going the other way.